your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This ought to be a great class. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information's on the website, and there's a link to your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free, and there are articles on the website you may want to consider reading, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats, confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and today's class is about the modern musket, the AR-15. And we're going to spend the next 2 hours building one. In-depth discussion about the components, the parts, the costs, the trade-offs. And when we're finished, you should have enough information to make the choices, to select the components, to build your own AR-15. Or, if you choose not to build your own, you'll have enough information to purchase the correct AR-15 and avoid wasting money. With us today is our senior USAPrepares.com firearms instructor, certified M16 and AR-15 armorer, Jeffrey Ohms. Jeff Ohms, welcome.
Morning, Vince. It's a great day to live in rural Missouri.
It really is. It really is a great day to live in rural Missouri. And right next to me, in the studio, of course, is my AR-15. But that's not unusual. It's always right there. And I have a plain Jane AR-15. And as we discuss the components of an AR-15 and build one, maybe I'll see some modifications I should make to it, but maybe I won't. So let's go through that. Jeff, you've been to the Get Prepared Expo. You've been training our students in Springfield, Missouri for the concealed carry class. You're pretty well known here in the Springfield community. Well, let's talk about just what you do, and then we'll build the AR. Jeff, so what do you do on a daily basis?
Primarily, we basically embrace the AR and more or less military small arms platforms, but specifically to the accessory side of components to the AR system, the quality aspect of that, and then of course we also do custom work for our customers that have something maybe similar to what you have, something simple that they want the right modifications without too many, of course, and that's always kind of sometimes people get carried away. So we counsel people on that, or we actually take it in and I will modify their system to enhance their shooting lifestyle. So that's basically what we do. We are an FFL SOT. For those who don't know, an SOT is a special occupational taxpayer, which means that we deal in full automatic firearms as well, along with the suppressors that can go on some of those for various uses and applications.
So, Jeff, if someone wanted to buy a suppressor, a silencer, as it may be called, for their firearm, they could buy one from you.
They could, especially Missouri being a very, very friendly state for suppressor ownership makes it easy. The only downside to it is the waiting time for the paperwork to clear from the NFA branch of the ATFE, which right now is anywhere between 6 and 9 months. They're that backed up. They only have 12 people processing these applications. Well, it might be 9 now. I think they lost a couple. So it takes forever. And they have to do this for all 50 states, not just Missouri. So it's just a waiting game. But in Missouri, you are fully within the law, and you can have a suppressor. And a lot of guys take them out deer hunting, believe it or not.
Well, Jeff, should we take a couple minutes and talk about suppressors now, or do you want to talk about adding one onto an AR-15?
I think we can talk about that a little later. We get through the through the meat and potatoes of the discussion and discourse, and and those are the periphery items, not the must-haves. The core, I think, is probably where our focus should be, because without that foundation and that solid core quality, anything else is basically your window dressing, a pig. So.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Then why don't we start with the lower receiver? There's a lower receiver, an upper receiver, and then there are sights. So why don't we talk about the lower receiver first? And we've got 2 hours today to go through the complete discussion of building an AR-15. So, Jeff, what is a lower receiver?
Well, the lower receiver is technically the serialized part of the system that's actually considered the gun. Whether it has all the components installed or not, it's still handled and treated as a firearm. Pistols are the same way. That being said, the lower receiver is also the core of the system. That's what supports everything else. So starting off with a quality lower receiver. Now, there's only about 3 companies in the country that actually make the rough castings for these lower receivers. After that, it goes to various machine shops to be turned into a finished lower receiver. There will be marks on that receiver. There's little, and you can look these up online, but you'll see that there's Cardinal Forge, Anchor Harvey, and a couple of others that are primarily government contracts. But the lower receiver itself is made of an aluminum alloy. Typically what you want is the 7000 series alloy, and that's known as 7075-T6. That's an aircraft-grade aluminum alloy that is specifically heat-treated, and that's pretty important. There are others out there in the 6000 series. They will get the job done for a while, but they are not truly specified in military contract or even in commercial contract as being the best material available. So that lower receiver is the foundation. That's where all the fire control parts go. The magazine release and the pistol grip, the buttstock, and all that will attach to that. Once that's completed or secured, that's where you start moving forward to the rest of the system. But that lower receiver is the important piece of the puzzle, as it were.
Okay, Jeff, so how do we know if we have a 7075-T6? Is it stamped, or do we have to rely on the manufacturer's brochure?
Well, typically the quality manufacturers are going to use that material primarily. There are some other possibilities, but we'll get into that in a minute. Typically, if you stay with well-known, established companies, Colt being one, of course, Stag Arms, LRB Arms, Tactical Machining, Spikes Tactical, Bravo Company, DPMS even, Bushmaster, most of those are using that alloy simply because the manufacturer of the casting or the raw part of that receiver, that's what they're going to use because they have to fulfill quality contracts with the government, law enforcement, and the commercial side. So they're not going to cheap out. There are some smaller companies out there that may use a different material simply due to cost. One of them is a kind of notorious in the circles, but it's known as Hesse Arms, sometimes known as Blackthorn. It's pretty suspect at best. They're usually never crafted correctly in spec, so that there's a lot of problems with those. So if you avoid anything that says Blackthorn or Hesse, you'll probably be okay. But buying from a quality manufacturer, and you'll be fine. There's usually no issue because they don't want the liability or the issues or tarnishing their good name. So that's what I tell people. I personally don't care whose name is on it. When I know that it comes from a quality manufacturer, it can say Donald Duck on it for all I care. As long as it's created correctly, the proper material, and it's machined into specification, it's going to work just fine. Some people will tell you that no, that's not true, but it is true. That's really where it boils down to.
Jeff Holmes, Are we talking about something analogous to if you buy a quality screwdriver from, let's say, Craftsman, you know that when you put it on the screw and you really have a tough time with the screw and you turn the screw, that the screwdriver tip won't bend as compared to an inexpensive, cheap screwdriver that will bend because the metal is so much weaker? Is that what we're talking about?
In essence, that's it. You know, a good quality, yeah, like you said, a Craftsman or a Klein, I prefer Kleins, but that's just me, is certainly going to work day in and day out over and above something you get from Harbor Freight. A name does have some meaning in that respect. Now, there's also some out there, some other companies, again, they can buy these rough castings from anyone and have them machined to their specification. Aero Precision is another quality manufacturer. It's not a household name, but it's a quality manufacturer. As a matter of fact, they make for a lot of other, they private label for a lot of companies. So does Tactical Machine. They private label because there's not a lot of these machine shops that are set up to do nothing but this. And of course, that has a cost value and effectiveness. So if you're tooled up for it, nobody's going to make one or two of them and try and sell them. And recoup their costs. It's simply not feasible. So if you're set up as a manufacturer of those items, 9 chances out of 10, you're gonna do it with a quality component added.
So, Jeff, we've got the lower receiver. Now, that's the part that you grab, you hold on to, you put your finger through the trigger guard. That is the part that you hold on to. But there are more components to the lower receiver. I mean, there are components to the lower receiver. It's the registered part. So when you want to buy one, let's say you want to build your AR-15, what is the legal process in order to purchase a lower receiver to build your AR-15?
It is no different than buying any other firearm. None. It is a firearm in and of itself, even though it's not completed. It is treated as a firearm. You would walk into your local shop. You would select the item out of the case, let's say, and the paperwork process would start. And in Missouri, at least, you would wait for the next check to come back, which only takes a couple of minutes. You're good to go, and you pay the man, and you walk out the door with your stripped lower receiver, and it's a gun in anyone's eyes.
Even though you can't fire it, even though it's not complete, even though it doesn't have a barrel and so forth. Now, when you look in a gun store's case, or we'll come back to this in a second, but when you look at one of these things, it really looks intimidating because you've got to match the lower receiver with the upper receiver, and there's so many components and so many choices that you have. It's a little intimidating. So we're going to go through that. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little more about the lower receiver. We'll talk about the upper receiver that contains the barrel. We'll be right back. Jeff Holmes, and we're going to tell you how to get in touch with him.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Jeff Holmes is with us. Jeff O-L-M-S is with us. He's our senior firearms instructor. And you can get in touch with him at MOA1911 at live.com. MOA1911 at live, L-I-V-E. .com. Jeff, we're talking about building an AR-15. We're doing it in depth today. Now, we talked about the lower receiver, and there's several components to the lower receiver. There's the buttstock, the buffer tube, triggers, trigger guards, pistol grips, and you can even get a whole kit. Why don't we take it from? Let's build it from the buttstock and so forth.
Before we did, we kind of got ahead of ourselves. I wanted to mention there's another type of lower receiver out there. There was two, actually, but the one is known as a billet, which they actually, it's not a casting or a forging. They actually take a block of aluminum and they just CNC machine that out. They can be crafted into all kinds of unique configurations, and they're very interesting. There's some really good ones out there, and there's some really bad ones out there. The really good ones are going to cost an incredible amount of money, but they're made by very high-end companies. They are made out of a different alloy so that they can be heat-treated correctly. The other thing out there that people will find are what's known as the polymer lower receivers. We have a big problem with those only because if you're going to make only a 22 long rifle type AR, that's fine. But if you're actually going to use a centerfire cartridge, these polymer lowers are highly suspect. They just don't have the service life or durability. They tend to crack. I think as plastics and those materials get better, there's probably going to be some traction in there, but at this point I would not suggest them. Yes, they're inexpensive, but again, you do get what you pay for. Along with that, moving back into the components of that lower receiver, this is what separates the men from the boys. This is what what takes the system to the next level. And the good stuff doesn't really cost a whole lot more than the mediocre or the low end or run of the mill. Again, sticking with some of the very well-known names who've done nothing but research the system, and they have the mindset of first we look at the quality aspect and then the price will follow, and that's true of a lot of things. Starting at the back end, when you say the buttstock, what the buttstock mounts to is also known as a receiver extension. Some people will call it a buffer tube. But that receiver extension comes in two sizes, mil-spec or commercial. Some of the entry-level, or what we call hobby-type guns for the AR system, usually have a commercial buttstock tube, and that's okay, but you're limited sometimes to the type of stock you can attach. We prefer to use only the mil-spec size receiver extension slash buffer tube. The ones we prefer are made by several companies. One of them is Viltor, V-L-T-O-R, Lewis Machine and Tools, another, Precision Reflex, and Omega. All of those are incredibly high quality. The difference is you can buy a $20 receiver extension or buffer tube by a named maker. The problem with those typically is the alloy itself may not be correct. It may have too many impurities. It's not going to give you enough service life under rough usage. And the fact that they press the threads in as opposed to cut the threads in to where it actually attaches to the back of the receiver. Primarily, we use Viltors and LMTs. They're expensive. They're in that $50 range as opposed to $20. There's a reason for that. They simply are the best out there. Along with that, you now have a buffer spring and a buffer. That's what actually takes the recoil, the action, and the cycling of the bolt. Again, we stick with the quality. We use very well-known makes. There's a couple of companies out there that make a superior quality buffer, and it may not, from outward appearances, it's hard to tell, but when you know that this manufacturer has gone to the lengths they have to craft this one little part, it doesn't seem like it does a lot, but it does everything. That makes all the difference. The springs we typically use are made by Colt for the buffer extension, or JP. JP Precision, JP Rifles makes a centerless ground stainless steel recoil buffer spring that is polished, and it is absolutely butter smooth and flawless. It actually can make it a little quieter for some folks. It's expensive. Again, a regular spring costs you $5, $6, $7, $8. These are around $20. There is value there, definitely.
Jeff Holmes is with us, and Jeff, when we come back, I'm looking at pictures of commercial versus mil-spec receiver and extensions. I'll tell you what, they look very, very similar, and we need to talk about how you can tell the difference. Jeff Holmes, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back. We're building an AR-15 from the ground up.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com, or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's health care one American at a time.
It's gonna be sliding. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class in Northwest Houston, Houston, Texas. There are about 400 homes in this neighborhood. Last year, there were 107 home invasions. And there's a man who decided to do something about it. And he's giving away shotguns. He's giving away 12 or 20-gauge shotguns in a project called the Armed Citizen Project. So he's taking taking the lead in slowing down these home invasions by providing homeowners with 12 and 20-gauge shotguns. We're talking about building an AR-15, and we're at the buttstock. And Jeff Holmes is with us. Jeff, we talked about the commercial versus the military receiver and extension. I'm looking at a picture. Mine are military. But they look just like the commercial version. How would we tell if we were buying one at a dealer? We would ask them, obviously, but how would we know otherwise?
There's really not a lot of difference. There's a slight, like, 0.02 inch difference externally. The threads are all the same that go into the back of the receiver. Those threads are all standard. Mm-hmm. But the difference is a wall diameter of the mil-spec versus the commercial, and typically, mm-hmm. but not always, but typically on a commercial receiver extension buffer tube, the back end is going to have a slight angle to it. That's not an absolute, mm-hmm. but most of them are. And when you're looking at, say, an entry-level type gun, those are typically commercial size. That was done a long time ago. It's too long to go into here, but they both get the job done. A lot of people that buy these firearms don't realize they have a commercial receiver extension, and that's okay because there's a lot of manufacturers that have stepped up to the plate to make stocks that will fit those. Having said that, you can tell easily if you have a couple of stocks laying around or access. If you have a mil-spec receiver extension, a commercial stock will go onto it, but it will be very loose. But a mil-spec stock will not go onto a commercial tube at all. I mean, you can't even force it on there. It's distinctly different. I usually tell people to stick with, if they have a choice, a mil-spec receiver extension because their stock options are better.
Okay. So moving on, what's the next step in building our AR-15?
Right in line with that, you need to look at, of course, the internal components, but the grip itself, the standard A2 style grip, which is what basically it's like the cheap tires on the car to get it out onto the showroom. The A2 grip, it works. It's horribly uncomfortable. There are so many better choices. It's personal. I prefer Magpul and the Ergo and Tango down grips. And it's very personal, but they all fit basically the same. They all attach with one screw through the bottom of that receiver. And it's very personal, and the best idea is just to fix some in your hand, feel some, and then decide. Some of them have a tactile, grippy surface. Some of them do not. It just depends on what feels comfortable to you. The aftermarket grips, however, typically are a little bit bigger, so your hand is more comfortable. And if you stick with well-known brands, it's you're not going to go wrong. And it's just a personal, much like the buttstock, it's personal. You have to find one that works for you, that's not too heavy, not too light, and there's a million of them out there. The best thing to do is just look at a lot of them, see what's comfortable, and move forward from there.
Okay, so what we're talking about is the part that you grip with your hand when you hold on to the AR-15. If you're right-handed, you would grab it with your, that's the part you would hold with your right hand.
Correct.
Okay. Moving on from there, what's next?
Well, what's next is all the other parts that compose the lower receiver or action of the gun, and those are the small internal parts. There are what they call lower parts kits available that give you everything inclusive to finish out that lower receiver from the empty state. They work, but the thing is, a lot of those parts are so mass produced, and they're sometimes a little rough. And they don't, and they will function, but there's a difference when you select each and every single one of those little components, whether it's the springs or the detents that hold the takedown and the pivot pins. All those little things matter. So we typically cherry pick by manufacturer for each specific application those internal parts. The lower parts kits that you can purchase are anywhere between $75 and $140. But for the same money, you can hand select all those individual parts by manufacturer and have a much smoother, more reliable operating lower receiver or firearm at the end of the process. So I tell people, and the cost is there's no difference, but just knowing those parts. TTI is a manufacturer, Colt for some things, Armalite for certain things, JP again for some springs, K&S Precision for some springs, Superior Machine, Dewey Manufacturing. We use all of those for various applications. Like the little detents that hold those capture pins, doesn't seem like much. The good ones are from K&S Precision. They're stainless steel, they're centerless ground, and they're perfect. They don't cost any more than an inexpensive one that's been just galvanized, if you will. But the difference in performance and the feel and the tactile feel of how fluid is that safety selector. You felt some guns that have really rough as a cob safety selector. The difference is little detente and engage that selector might be rough. By sticking with a, let's say, a K&S Precision, it becomes butter smooth. Your Colt, for example, probably has a very butter smooth safety selector. If you were to pick up a $600 or $700 DPMS sporting AR, you're going to find a huge difference in feel, and that's why. Those quality of components, those little things, it becomes greater than the sum of its total parts, if that makes sense.
Sure. Now, and how important is the trigger? I mean, that's part of this small internal parts group. How important is...
It's critical. Most people, I don't know anybody in a shooting lifestyle that says, gosh, you know, I wish this trigger was a lot heavier and grittier and just terrible. Everybody wants a much better trigger. And there are a lot of trigger systems out there. Some of them are very good. Some of them are suspect, in my opinion. At the end of the day, the only trigger I use is manufactured by a company called Geissele Automatics. They're located in Pennsylvania. And Bill Geissele has been making these triggers for several years. He's a high-power shooter, an excellent machinist. Everything they touch is solid gold. Those triggers, however, and he makes some incredibly high-end triggers for various applications. Most of these are what we consider combat triggers. And they are either single-stage, which is the standard type trigger, or they're two-stage, which is a different type of trigger, but it's still very safe and very effective. We use a lot of the Geissele two-stage triggers in ours, and we sell them, of course. And that's the only trigger I use. I have that much faith and confidence in it. A lot of police departments, military, it was originally developed for the military. A lot of police departments use the Geissele system because it is so safe and it is so precise. And when you feel one, it's incredible. So there are a lot of great other triggers out there for a tactile feel, for what some people want, a light, crisp trigger. There's some great ones out there. But at the end of the day, if you have to count on it day in and day out under the worst possible conditions, Geissele is it. That's the final word. He builds the finest trigger on the planet, hands down.
Jeff Holmes, would you contrast the difference for our class in comparing a single-stage trigger to a two-stage trigger? What is the actual difference? What is the feel? And why would someone want one over the other?
Well, a single-stage trigger is the original design. That single stage, what that means is as soon as you touch that trigger, you are pulling fully through the trigger mechanism under spring tension, both the trigger spring and the hammer spring. The sear engagement, which all firearms have, is what releases that trigger to go into battery and fire the firearm. You have to overcome a lot of force on a single-stage trigger. Typically, the spec is between 5.5 and 9 pounds for a military contract firearm. And that sounds like a lot, but sometimes it's not a lot of pull weight. But it can be very coarse and gritty if those surfaces are not trued precisely. They can be, but it has to be done very carefully because there's not a lot of material there to work with correctly. They always work. They're very safe. The two-stage trigger eliminates the interface between the actual hammer and the trigger itself. They don't touch. The only place they have contact is what's known as on the disconnector. So in essence, you have the perceived feel of less trigger weight pull, or less poundage, if you will. You still have the same trigger weight per se, but it's a perceived difference. That first stage is just merely you're taking up the slack on the trigger, and then as soon as you continue with your trigger squeeze, that engagement of the disconnector sear is going to release that trigger. So you've effectively cut the weight of that trigger pull in half, if that makes sense.
No, sure it does. And how does that affect accuracy, a two-stage trigger with someone who knows how to use it and is comfortable and has practice, as compared with a single-stage trigger? Do we have more accuracy with the two-stage trigger?
You have more inherent and potential accuracy simply because that two-stage trigger is going to break very crisply and very cleanly and exactly when you want it to. And what I mean by that is, you know, as soon as you take the slack out of that trigger, any more pressure within a couple of pounds, 3 to 4 pounds, that trigger is going to release. If you don't want to take the shot, say the deer moved behind a tree and you let go, nothing has changed. You have no engagement. There's no sear engagement, so there's not a potential of a trigger half pulled and a hammer half falling. So for safety, that's why a lot of the military and law enforcement use them, because if they decide not to take a shot, they're not hanging there with a potentially serious issue where if they get bumped or they drop the firearm, it could go off. Not that that happens, but it could. With a two-stage, you'd never have that issue. That's why they're incredibly safe, and the tactile feel and perceived feel is so much better, allowing you to stay focused on your targets, your sight picture, your sight alignment, your breathing sequence, your trigger squeeze, and then your follow-through.
Okay, so if we are going to choose between a single-stage and a two-stage as we build our AR-15, what is the difference in the cost between the single-stage and the two-stage, typically?
Typically, the cost the difference is a quality single-stage trigger, and like I said, Geissele's are the ones I use for single and for two-stage. They start at $45 to $65 for the single-stage, and they work wonderfully. They're very clean. Two-stage triggers go from about $200 and up.
Okay, so it's a significant difference in price between the single-stage and the two-stage trigger for the AR-15. Jeff Holmes is with us, and we're going to talk in-depth about building an AR-15. We still have the barrel to go through, barrel links, and there's a whole bunch more. We'll be back talking about building an AR-15. Jeff Holmes.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Jeff Holmes is with us, and we're building an AR-15, the modern musket. It's a great firearm that you can use to protect yourself and your family. I've got one in the studio, and I use it on the farm. Jeff, we've talked about the lower receiver. We've talked about the buffer tube, the trigger. What about the trigger guard? Is there something that we need to know about that?
You know, the standard trigger guard, was an attempt to give what's known as a winter trigger guard, and it works. There are so much better options out there today. Magpul Industries makes a phenomenal trigger guard. It gives you a larger opening, so if you have gloved hands or something like that, it's easier to access. They install exactly the same way. They are fixed. They do not move. They are not. They don't swing out of the way. I prefer those or another one made by a company called Seekins Precision. They actually just give you a little bit better manipulation of that trigger under adverse conditions. So I always use those. Several other makers. Troy makes one. All the high end manufacturers make a replacement trigger guard. So we always just use them because I think they work better. And it's certainly an issue of function and form together, and they're aesthetically pleasing. So yeah, I encourage people to consider that. The standard A1 A2 configuration will get the job done, but to me, I don't want to have to fool with it. I just want to be able to put my finger in the trigger guard well and go to work.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, I'm looking at the AR-15 that I have, which is an SP1, and it's a shorty. And the trigger guard that I have is just a straight strip of metal and I'm looking at the cost of it. It's about $18, but the Magpul that you talked about is about half the price.
And they have a polymer version, which is about $8, and they have a metal version, which is about $18. Either one of them work. We use them interchangeably, and it's a really subtle improvement that it's just you won't realize how nice it is until you actually have one. We can fix that for you, Vince. That's not a problem.
Okay, next time I see you, we'll do that. So what we've talked about the buttstocks, the triggers, the trigger guards, the pistol grips, the parts kit. Are we on to the upper now?
Yeah, we can. Real quickly, there's some other parts that can be added to this lower, what I consider enhancement parts. I typically don't use those per se. We do offer them to our customers. Some of them use them. The reason I don't is, you know, my philosophy, less is more, and simple always works, and overkill never fails. Having said that, adding some of these other enhancements requires a different level of skill sometimes, or a different manual of arms adaptation. And for the new user, I don't encourage them to start there because it can be too much going on at one time. I always tell people, learn the system as designed. You can always move up the food chain and the ladder of enhancements. But initially, start with the simple. Simple is good. Simple doesn't confuse. Simple allows proper training and discipline, if that makes sense.
Sure. Jeff, so let's just name some of what those other enhancements that you might be talking about are.
Yeah, there's ambidextrous selectors or safeties. Some people need them, some people don't. I typically don't use them. If you're a left-handed shooter, they can be useful. The problem with them is sometimes if you're a right-handed shooter and you have one that's set up with it, that's when you select that safety from safe to fire, it'll hit the web of your hand on your grip, and that can be a little disconcerting to some folks. The other thing is what's known as a battery-assisted device or an extended bolt release, which goes underneath and through the trigger guard, which allows you to use your actual trigger finger to engage your bolt from a locked position into a battery position. Again, it's one more part, and they do work, and they have a use, but for the average person, I don't typically recommend them unless they're willing to train to that level. And just remember, it's one more part that could get in the way.
Okay, Jeff Holmes is coming back for the second hour. Jeff, we're going to talk about the barrels and how to select a barrel and the upper receivers when we come back.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Okay, Jeff Holmes, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're building the other half of the AR-15. Barrels, very important. And we're going to have a discussion on how to select the barrel length, the twist, and what you need to know about the different types of barrels for your AR-15. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and a couple commercials. This is USAPrepares.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.